The Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts, or PIFA, is showcasing Philadelphia and Paris. On this week's News and Views, we look at a sampling of this 21st century take on the legacy of arts and culture that came out of early 20th century Paris. Armed with a $10 million grant from the late Lee Annenberg, PIFA organizers proposed that artists and arts groups use the art of Paris between 1910 and 1920 as inspiration for festival works of all different genres. Barbara Silverstein is the festival's artistic producer.
One of the things that first pushed us in that direction was thinking that 100 years ago was when Stravinsky and all those other wonderful artists worked together at the Ballet Russe to create these masterpieces that still have continued to influence the way we do things and listen to things and see things today.
But music was just the beginning.
We started out with music groups, and then we started moving out to theater groups and to museums and to galleries and that sort of thing. And the more we talked about the period and the way in which artists of all sorts were so influenced by what was going on and all the experimentation and the cross-fertilization of art forms, everybody just responded very positively.
PIFA Executive Director Ed Cambron says the idea was to recreate the atmosphere of collaboration, innovation, and creativity.
So we were encouraging our collaborators to really look at ways in which they could push the envelope to take the spirit of that time and use it as inspiration to try to do new and unusual things today.
The result? A 25-day festival with 135 events featuring 1,500 artists. On the next News and Views, a look at some of the innovations and collaborations. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Bold new art came out of Paris in the early 20th century. On this week's News and Views, we look at contemporary interpretations in the Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts, or PIFA. Theater works for PIFA take a variety of approaches. One new play is set against the historical backdrop of Paris and Philadelphia. Wanamaker's Pursuit at the Arden Theater tells the story of a fictitious character named Nathan Wanamaker who visits Paris to find fashions for his family's department store. Playwright Rogelio Martinez says Paris of the early 20th century drew a mixture of artists, patrons, and people who were curious about the shocking new art that was being created there.
So, yes, there were people that came there for noble reasons, but there were also people who came there to say, can you believe what they have up? Can you believe what they have in the atelier?
Another festival work is a reinterpretation of a play by Guillaume Apollinaire. Wilma Theater dramaturg Walter Bilderbach says Apollinaire was a poet, art critic, and a person who knew everybody in the Paris art scene. Apollinaire coined the term surrealist and used it to describe his 1917 play, The Breasts of Tiresias, an early 20th century fantasy that involves some gender bending, says Bilderbach.
The woman, Therese, is upset with the limitations of being a woman and turns into a man. The husband decides that men can produce children themselves without women. And end of Act 1. Come back in Act 2 later in the afternoon, and he has had 40,049 babies that afternoon.
The new adaptation of Apollinaire's play is called Proliferation of the Imagination and is at the Wilma through Sunday, April 24th. Wanamaker's Pursuit is at the Arden through May 22nd. On the next News and Views, musical offerings sparked by the period. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. PIFA, the Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts, continues with events all over the city. On this week's News and Views, we consider some new art inspired by early 20th century Paris. PIFA 2011 includes musical offerings from classical symphonic and chamber music to show tunes to jazz and oratorios. A joint dance and theater project at Temple University is showcasing the life of African-American entertainer Josephine Baker, who made it big in Paris, says Temple dance professor Kariamu Welsh.
She was an African-American woman who, long before we had equality in America, became this French sensation and an equal.
Paris had a thriving culture of clubs and cabarets, which drew artists, musicians, and writers.
Because of her notoriety and her fame, a lot of expatriates that we know of also came to see her, people like James Baldwin, Langston Hughes, Paul Robeson. So she became a magnet for many African-Americans who wanted to see what it was like to live, in a sense, free.
Another PIFA offering brings together the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, the Mendelssohn Club, and the Pennsylvania Girl Choir, performing a new oratorio by composer Jonathan Leshnoff. PIFA Executive Director Ed Cambrin says the work brings together varied elements.
It's very spiritual without being religious. It involves both classical and non-classical singers, everything from biblical text to African tribal references, children's poetry. It's a timely work in terms of the things going on in the world right now and how hope is something that we all, you know, need and thrive with.
Hope, an oratorio, will be performed on April 24th at the Kimmel Center. La Baker, The Life and Times of Josephine Baker, is at Temple's Conwell Dance Theater, April 20th and 21st. The Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts runs through May 1st. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.